Get the buzz and be seen at chapelboro.com. More of what you live here for. Now, welcome to Today's Business with Sharon Hill on News Talk 1360 WCHL.
Thank you for tuning in. My guest today is Mr. Mike Humphreys. Mike is a realtor at Keller Williams Realty. Thank you for coming to talk to me today, Mike.
Hi, Sharon. Absolutely delighted to be here. Thank you for inviting me.
My pleasure. And I start already by saying I love to hear you talk. Love that voice. Love that accent, sir. Let's go into the world of realty because we're going to talk about real estate today. Mike, why did you decide to become a realtor?
Right. Okay. That's a bit of a long one. As you probably gather, I'm not from around here. We came here in 2003 from Manchester in England. And basically, it was just for 2 years. It was for my wife, her company, a global company, wanted to be based in the Triangle for 2 years. And our kids were 8 and 10 when we came, and they settled so well here. I fell in love with North Carolina. What a great place to live, the beaches, the mountains. And we made a decision, which was really a quality of life decision, that for us, we didn't want to move the kids again. And I then had to find some work.
That's important.
Yeah. And I had a really great friend, a very good personal friend I used to meet called Lyle Cash of Lyle Cash Properties in Hillsborough. And he persuaded me, and it really was a persuading argument at the point, to just get my real estate license. I had worked in construction property development for 20 years in the UK. And honestly, I was kind of looking for a change. And again, Lyle just said, look, just get your real estate license. This is something you understand, and come and work with me for the summer. And that's actually how I got into selling, buying real estate here, which is something I actually hadn't done before.
So it was your wife's job that brought you to North Carolina, correct?
Absolutely.
And that's what led your going into real estate. Yeah. Well, tell us, what is it about your personality that drew you to real estate, and what makes you so good at it?
I take a lot of pride, a lot of pride in what I do. I do understand real estate. I've worked in construction, property development, property management for 20 years in the UK, every facet of it, honestly. But the actual direct selling was something I hadn't done. So this is something I've been learning, but I've enjoyed that. And I think what surprised me was the relationships I developed with my clients.
Mm-hmm.
That was great, and that's the bit I really enjoy. I do sit down with my clients, and what we do is try to identify what their long-term objectives are, what they're trying to achieve.
Mm-hmm.
Don't even talk about properties. We're saying, look, you know, what do you want to achieve now, and where does your real estate come into it? And once I've identified their needs, we work through them and try and find the best solutions for them. And, you know, it's really gratifying at the end because, you know, buying a home, whether it's your own home to live in or it's an investment property, it's a big deal.
Oh, yes.
And to help people get that right is a good feeling at the end of the day when you get that result.
Well, it sounds like you have a passion for real estate, Mike. What do you think you uniquely provide as a realtor?
Oh, right. It's interesting. What I would suggest is, having had my background in construction and very large-scale project management, that's what I was doing for a long time. So I was responsible for actually writing large contracts, 70, 80-page contracts worth multi-million pounds, sterling, and probably a lot more in dollars even at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
So attention to detail, actually planning and making sure that, you know, we are going to get to the objective that we set out to achieve at the first point. I think the other thing, something someone said it to me who's very experienced in this business, she actually said to me, again, very flattering and something perhaps I hadn't realised, she said that you actually care. Now, I want to put a good advert out there for all realtors. One thing I've really enjoyed is the company of realtors that I've kept. Most realtors I've dealt with, I would say 90% are very, very caring people themselves. They really do care about their clients. They want to get that good result for their clients. They are very professional. Most of them as well have had previous careers, so they've got life experiences which I actually bring to the game. And I'm very proud. I'm proud of what I do, that when we do get a good result for our clients, it's a very important thing that really adds value to their lives. And I think That's something that's common to most realtors, certainly in the Triangle here.
Do you focus on Chapel Hill and Orange County, or are you all over the place?
It's very much client-driven. My focus is Hillsborough, Durham, Chapel Hill. They're just the towns that I know very well, and I actually love every single one of those towns. Those three towns, there's something great about each one. They're different, but they all have different attributes. I have other clients. I have bought properties outside of the Triangle, Holly Springs, Garner, and that's where it's been a referral perhaps from a very important past client or a very good friend who said, look, this person needs some help. Can you help them? And initially, I'll always offer the best advice I can give, no obligation. And that's just part of what we do.
I understand that. Well, Mike, I know every day can't be completely rosy. So what opportunities and challenges has our real estate market brought to you?
I mean, I've actually always invested in property myself in the UK, and I have investment property here as well. Having my license is that was one of the big key advantages, of course, when I was invited to actually get my real estate license and work with Lyle. We have a tremendous amount of information. In this market now, it's a funny old market, and there are certainly opportunities. I mean, the people who really can benefit from this market now are the people who do have steady jobs. They have some income that they're happy with. If they have any savings, certainly if they're in a position where they can utilize cash. Mm-hmm. You know, we basically, our houses are on sale at the moment. You know, there's good inventory and some really great properties out there. So for those people, there are fabulous opportunities at the moment. And I would stress as well, first-time buyers. I mean, you and I, you know, we're, getting on for 30 now. We see the mortgages at the moment. They're mortgages rates that we've never seen before. And it is important for young people to understand what a fabulous opportunity that is at the moment to get a fixed mortgage at the rates we're talking about, 4.5%, 5%. And also buying properties, you know, at prices which I don't think will be here for long. So those are the real opportunities. Conversely, of course, the challenges are there for people who need to sell their homes. And I'm generally advising people at the moment, if you don't need to sell your home, really don't put it on the market. It's going to be too stressful. It's not going to be a great experience. Unless you really do need to sell the home, take great advice from a good realtor. This is the kind of market where you really do need professional advice. If you really do need to achieve that objective of selling your home. So yes, it's challenging at the moment for us sellers, and I'm included there.
Yes.
At some point, I may need to be selling my home soon, mm-hmm. But certainly opportunities are out there as well.
Mike, what do your clients value most about your service? I ask you what you enjoy about what you do, but what do your clients enjoy most about your service?
I do a customer satisfaction small little survey after each closing when I've done a deal with my clients. Just so I can get that honest feedback, I hope, of, you know, could I do my job better? What could I be doing? I'm happy to say at the moment, in 3 years, it's 100% client satisfaction.
Congratulations!
All the forms that I've had back, and I'm over the moon about that. And you know, that's very important when you're self-employed, that these people then give me referrals, which is great. I think once again, it's the fact people seem to value the fact that I genuinely do care. You know, I want a good outcome for them. I actually want a good outcome for the people we're dealing with as well. I'm just a great believer in that. I think people trust me. And I think that's invaluable in this process when
Absolutely.
Buying a home, buying real estate. If I don't have that trust, then the relationship's not going to work. It's like any good relationship.
This is what we look for in a good business relationship or in a relationship period, that word trust and the fact that you care. You mentioned that you care. Well, Mike, during this first session, we've been talking about you and your interest in real estate and how you got involved. Let's take a break. And when we come back, let's talk more about the market itself.
Great.
All right.
Happy to do that.
Thank you. You're listening to Today's Business, 1360 WCHL. I'm Sharon Hill, talking to my guest today, Mr. Mike Humphreys, who's a realtor at Keller Williams Realty. Please stand by.
Get a kick when you click at chapelboro.com. More of what you live here for. Now, back to today's business with Sharon Hill on News Talk 1360 WCHL.
Welcome back. My guest today is Mr. Mike Humphreys, who's a realtor with Keller Williams Realty. Mike, during our first segment, we focused on you, your personal life, Manchester, England, you came from to get to North Carolina. But now let's take that a bigger scope. This is today's business, and we'd like to know at a higher level what's really going on with the housing market. Let me start by asking you, what's happening in the United States housing market that you'd like to share with us, Mike?
Great, yeah. Sharon, I'll try and at least give you my thoughts on what's happening with the market. We're all aware, obviously, the housing market here has been going through, I think it's fair to say, a crisis over the last 5 years. There was a bubble and it burst. People were saying there wasn't a bubble, I remember very clearly 5 years ago, and it was simply unsustainable. So, you know, we're having a reaction to that at the moment now. There was rapid house price inflation. What I have to say, of course, is markets are local. I mean, you've heard that before. It is very, very true. So I'm just giving an overview now of the U.S. market. There were problems. Credit was too easy, no doubt about that. People who've been given credit who probably should not have been given that credit to buy a home. There are other issues with, as a result of that, house price inflation going up too fast, and that's why we've had these reductions. Not so much in our area, which we'll perhaps talk about later, but in certain areas of the states, yes, we've had, you know, devastating drops in home values. Florida, probably a very good example. That's where we've been. And again, it's been linked to what I've referred to as the Great Recession. And I say that because this recession that we've had, not just here in the states, but as a global recession as well, but particularly in the states, this has been a really, really difficult time for many, many, many people. You know, and I really hope it's going to change very quickly because there are a lot of people hurting out there. Mm-hmm. So I think the two things are very definitely related. One bright spot has been Washington, D.C., where they actually still have quite a strong market now. I think it's because of the military, the Pentagon, your government is there, and there are universities. They've got all that infrastructure in their local economy that has sustained their market, I think. But, you know, generally most areas have been hit by this recession. People are predicting how long it will last. And, you know, I don't know, and I'm really not sure anyone knows either. I do believe that we are, I think, just bouncing along the bottom at the moment. I really hope that's correct. But when we'll get more back to a more balanced market, I really don't know. But I totally believe it's linked to the general economy.
Did people flip houses so much that also caused part of the problem during the boom days of real estate? I kept hearing about flipping. You buy the house for X, you fix it up, you sell it for three times what you paid for it. Didn't they suffer as well when the bottom came out?
Yeah, you're absolutely correct there. There was a lot of money available that shouldn't have been available, and people were able to get the money and they were buying the properties, and that was inflating the prices. A lot of people, those investors, actually did get their fingers burnt as well, because obviously they still had the loan obligations if they held the properties. Unfortunately, if they sold the properties, it was the people who bought the properties who got caught up once the values dropped. But what we are seeing, interesting now, in the national market is cash buyers are actually coming back in. These are people who do have funds. They have funds available to invest. And they're the people taking advantage of these opportunities now. Which isn't a bad thing. In my mind, it's a good thing because we do have an awful lot of distressed property. I think almost 39% of sales in the market are distressed properties.
39%?
Yeah, nationally.
Nationally,
again,
all right.
Don't think about that.
Right, for here. Right, this is nationally.
Nationally, big statistic. But, mm-hmm. You know, those distressed properties have to be taken out of the system because they are adversely affecting existing home sales. So if you put your house on the market in an area with a high number of distressed sales, you know, it's pulling down the value of those properties. So it's good long term for our market that we get rid of those. So it's nice that cash buyers now are coming in, recognizing that there are deals to be had. They're getting a better, they're thinking obviously that they're going to get a better return on that investment than the stock market at the moment. So that's good for the market, I think. The other large group is first time buyers, which is again great. I genuinely believe you know, as I keep saying, unless you think this is the end of the financial world, for first-time buyers, if they can find a property that's really going to work for them, they should be buying now.
Are first-time buyers also being asked to put down huge percentage, down payments?
Yes. Hey, you know a lot about this. This is great. Absolutely. That's one of the issues at the moment now, in that I think there are lots of credit-worthy potential buyers who should be able to get credit and should be able to get a good loan. The problem is there's been a knee-jerk reaction, I think, not blaming the banks, but, you know, they've been anxious. They've been hit badly. And they do want to see people putting down 10%. They'd ideally like to see 20% being put down. But that's not been the market we've had for 10 years in this country. So that's causing difficulty because it is excluding some prospective buyers who I think should be able to buy their first home and get that step on the ladder. You're absolutely right. The other issue we're having at the moment is, in my mind, and I've worked in real estate for 25 years, you know, market price is determined by a willing seller and a willing buyer. You know, they agree what they're willing to pay and sell a property for. And lots of the problems we're having in getting to closing, so we get to the contract, then we get to closing, is sometimes the people cannot get that funding.
Oh, my.
But in addition to that, the other issue we're having at the moment is appraisals not matching the agreed price. That's an issue we're seeing in the market, in that appraisers, clearly because of what's happened in the past, are very anxious that they need to be conservative about appraising. The banks are almost requiring that of them. The problem it's causing is that when the appraisal falls below what's been agreed as a price, that can cause real difficulty and cause the sale to fall through.
Does that happen quite often? That's surprising to me.
It's one of the biggest reasons why contracts don't get to closing. Yeah, it's become a problem. And, you know, everyone involved in the industry is looking and trying to identify how can we deal with this, because it's holding back the market again.
Yes.
You know, if we want the market to go forward to a more balanced market, you know, we need these sales to go forward. We need properties to sell. We need inventory levels to come down. That's an issue at the moment.
Right. Now, you mentioned distressed properties. I'm assuming you're talking about foreclosures and short sales. Would both those be considered distressed properties?
Yeah, that's a general term. It means exactly you're right. So it's foreclosures, which is when the bank actually, or the loan provider actually takes the property back. A short sale is where the seller is unlikely to achieve enough from the sale price to actually clear the loan against the property.
My goodness. So I can imagine how frustrating that can be for a person who's just lost their house. I've heard people leaving just the key in the mailbox and walking off. I've heard people destroying their homes because they're gone to foreclosure or whatever. Do you deal with foreclosed properties or short sales at all, Mike?
I have done. And it's doing what you know you can do. If I don't feel I can offer the very best service for a client, I'll certainly refer to someone who I think has the expertise. I have offered advice on foreclosures and short sales. One thing you need to know, Sharon, this is a statistic I found staggering. I only learned it, I think, a week or so ago. In foreclosures, where properties, you know, have actually been taken back by the bank, I think the figure was something like 65% of those owners never contacted their lender.
Oh my, isn't that something?
Yeah. I mean, frightening as well. I mean, I really just want to say something about this. We had a major crash in 1989 in the UK in our housing market. And in the capacity I was involved in real estate at that time, I saw pretty close up the effects of foreclosure. And, you know, it is horrible. I mean, it is really horrible. So I would just say to any listeners now, if you're any concern about your mortgage payments, you know, you're really, really struggling, please get help. You know, there are great agencies, and you can go to my website. I have a web page on this of options. But, you know, take that first step. Pick up the phone. Don't be embarrassed. Don't let your pride get in the way or your anxiety. You know, to have a foreclosure or to have a short sale on your property is going to really badly affect your credit rating for years and years. So you don't want to do that. And there are people, great people out there who can help. That's something I feel very passionately about.
I'm so glad to hear you give that information to our audience, 65%, and they never contacted. Let's take a break right now. When we come back, Mike, you've talked about the U.S. market. Let's zero more now on the triangle housing market when we come back from our break. You're listening to Today's Business with Sharon Hill. My guest today is Mr. Mike Humphreys, who's a realtor at Keller Williams Realtor. We'll be right back.
Get a kick when you click at chapelboro.com. More of what you live here for. Now, back to Today's Business with Sharon Hill on News Talk 1360 WCHL.
This is Sharon Hill, and I'm talking today with Mr. Mike Humphreys of Keller Williams Realtor. Mike just gave us some fascinating statistics on foreclosures and how 65% of houses that get foreclosed nationwide, it's because the owner didn't contact their bank. I found that to be quite fascinating. Mike, before we go any further, how can people get in touch with you if they're interested in getting a home or selling a home?
Oh, great, Sharon. I have my website. That's probably one of the easiest ways. It's Mike's, M-I-K-E-S, -realty.com. So it's mikes-realty.com. And you can contact me there. My number is 919-619-0595. Or my email, mike@mikes-realty.com. I'd love to hear from you. Give me a call if you need any advice at all, with no obligation.
Thank you, Mike. Give us your phone number one more time, sir.
Yeah, certainly. 919-619-0595.
Thank you. Well, we've discussed the United States housing market. Oh, my gosh. Let's bring it closer to home. What's happening in the Triangle housing market and the Orange County housing market?
Great, yeah. As I said previously, I think, you know, housing is local. You've heard that. Everyone says it, but it is very, very true. And our Triangle market, you know, we've got a soft market at the moment. You know, it is slow to sell a home generally. These are big generalizations. I happen to have sold two properties in less than 20 days, but every piece of our market is different within the Triangle. This is a great market. I want to say this, I want to say it again because I genuinely believe it. This is a beautiful part of the United States. We have a really diverse economy here. People are coming here. All the demographics are showing that people are going to continue to come here. This is a good place to own real estate. I have no doubt about that. And yes, some of your neighbors, your friends may have had difficulty selling their homes. The homes that are selling at the moment in our market are the homes which are presented really well. Again, your realtor, usually working with a good stager, will offer that advice to get the home really looking its best. So that when someone walks into that home, they can see the real attributes of that home, the positive attributes. And equally as important there is to price the property correctly. And I have to say, this is where a realtor, a professional realtor, really can offer that advice that other people can't. We have the data. We know what closed sales are doing. That's information we have because we own the MLS, and we are able to analyze that information there and find out what's happening in the market, what the trends are. There is a tremendous amount of information out there on the internet, which is a really great thing, I think. So we have very informed clients. Our role, I think, there is to properly interpret that information and interpret the right information. There's a lot of information, as we all know, on the internet, which is simply not correct. So that's what our role as a realtor is to come in and offer you the very best advice, give you the statistics and the data, which is going to really help you make that right decision in placing your house on the market.
When you say there's information that might not be correct, are you referring to some of those real estate sites that say they give you the value of your home, like Zillow?
Absolutely, yeah, yeah. And you know, and I actually, let me say this, I use Zillow, I use Trulia, Realty Track. They all have good information there. But you really need to know which is the good information and which is the out-of-date information. But no, it's all good information. But really, when you're deciding to buy your first home, probably the biggest investment you're going to make in your life, you know, have someone with you who does it every day, who understands the market, who understands the process as well, equally as important. And I said it before, we have great realtors in the Triangle here. Mm-hmm. You know, just choose a realtor, someone you can trust. And they really will help you.
What is the draw? You and I love Chapel Hill. We love Orange County. What is the draw to the triangle from around the country and around the world that you say we're going to be so steady with our, we'll be steady with our market?
Yeah, I guess in a way, I'm a really great example of that. I mean, I came here, I had a fabulous job in Manchester and England. We came here as a family because, frankly, it was going to be fun. It was going to be a life experience and, you know, it was a great opportunity. I fell in love with North Carolina. That's not an exaggeration. I think our beaches here are fabulous. And unlike the West Coast, we have warm seawater that you can swim in.
Warm seawater. I didn't know about that.
And it makes a difference to me, that's for sure.
Warm seawater.
And we have beautiful mountains, you know, and a very diverse, cosmopolitan, I believe, population here in the Triangle. I mean, for an area for my kids to grow up in this new global world where my neighbors come from Russia, India, China, Korea, Europe, heaven forbid, you know, what a great environment to live in. And I think that's the draw. I mean, of course, our economy. We're not reliant on any one single industry here. We have superb universities. I think we have great municipalities here who are concerned about quality of life issues. Something that's important to me, sustainability. I love Hillsborough. Hillsborough has a policy of what they call sustainable development for the town. You know, beautiful town, the old county town, but moving very quickly, I believe, in the right direction. There's just so many things going on in Hillsborough, fabulous little town, but they want to make sure it's sustainable.
Mm-hmm.
A bit like, you know, you asked about the housing market. Yes, here, you know, we're struggling. I do believe we're bumping along the bottom here. But again, I've always believed 25 years, house price inflation has to be sustained by wage inflation. You know, if you don't have real wage inflation, I think that was the problem with our bubble. House prices were going up and up, but people's wages were not going up. You know, people were just borrowing more. And, you know, it was not sustainable. So, you know, this is a recall here, I think. And hopefully here in the Triangle we have such a great economic and diverse economic base. People are still coming here. The quality of life here. Our housing is still generally perceived as being very good value. Certainly if you go up to the Northeast, even now, California, other areas. And I think it's the community here. People are very friendly. They're outgoing. That's what I've found. So all those factors, I think, contribute to people making a very positive choice to come and live here.
From around the world, yeah. Because absolutely, you mentioned Russia, India, around the world they're coming to the Triangle.
And something that is important as well about the U.S. market. I mean, actually, foreign investment in real estate in the U.K. Did I say U.K.? Oh, my God.
It's okay.
In the U.S. has actually increased over the last 2 years as well. You know, these people are saying, this is where I want to invest in real estate. Again, another reassuring factor, and certainly our area benefits from that because of the population we have here.
If you're just tuning in, I'm talking to Mr. Mike Humphreys of Keller Williams Realty, who's giving us some perspectives on the market from the U.S. standpoint as well as the local standpoint. Chapel Hill just seems to be a draw of, you mentioned Hillsborough. The Chapel Hill Chamber, as you mentioned, it has a great sustainability program going. It's the pride that we take in living in Orange County, Hillsborough, Chapel Hill, just seems to be amazing. Do you live in Hillsborough or Chapel Hill?
Great question. I live in Chapel Hill.
Yes.
My kids have gone through the schools here, which has been phenomenal for them. I'm very grateful for that. And I bought a property in Hillsborough. I liked it so much, I bought a property in Hillsborough. Genuinely, what a great town. I bought it about 4 years ago. I have no regrets. That town just gets better every year. If I had enough free cash at the moment, I think I'd be buying a property in Durham as well. Again, I'm a big fan of Durham. These three towns are so different, but they offer so many things in their own right. Durham, I think, culturally is fantastic. You know, Deepak, oh my God.
Deepak, oh yes,
you
tell
know,
us.
The downtown.
Yes.
I was at a Durham downtown seminar a few weeks ago, and that whole downtown area, the American Tobacco, Brightleaf, do you know, in terms of commercial property there is no vacancy there at all.
Really?
You know,
no
not many
vacancies.
People know that.
Yes.
You know, Durham's always the kind of
you
correlation.
Of, yes.
I think. Correct me if I'm wrong, Sharon.
Some may
Chapel
think
Hill.
That, yes, because we're Chapel Hill. We're the elitists, right?
But there's so much going on there. Great yes. restaurants, yes. great breweries, young people, you know, really enjoying living in Durham. And I think it's, again, one of the future trends, possibly, you know, this downtown thing, that people now, perhaps not everyone wants to be in suburbia. You know, they want to be able to walk places, walk to restaurants, walk to bars, walk to fun things to do, like the ballpark. So, yeah, all these communities here. And we are, I think, bouncing at the bottom. We are, I think, generally in the triangle, about 11 months inventory, which what that actually means is, to get rid of all the properties which are currently on the market, it would take 11 months.
11 months. And got it.
I think generally the rule of thumb is that if you have an inventory list of 7 or 8 months, that's what we would call a balanced or a more normal market, however you want to describe it. So we're not there, but I think we are slowly moving in the right direction.
Let's hear more about that in our next segment. Thank you so much, Mike. You're listening to Today's Business, 1360 WCHL. This is Sharon Hill, talk with my guest, Mr. Mike Humphreys from Keller Williams Realty. We'll be right back.
Get a kick when you click at chapelboro.com. More of what you live here for. Now, back to today's business with Sharon Hill on News Talk 1360 WCHL.
Welcome back. We're talking with Mr. Mike Humphreys, who is a realtor with Keller Williams Realty. Mike, tell me some more about Orange County. What is the market like here in Orange County? What are we looking at here?
Yeah, more than happy to talk about Orange County. I mean, you know, I do operate throughout the triangle, but what's very interesting, I think, over the last 12 months is, yes, we've had a slow market, but, you know, in Orange County, we are doing better now than in the rest of the triangle. It's really good. Our days on market are still high, you know, and that frustration is going to be out there for many, many sellers. But, you know, the trend over the last 6 months certainly has been improving for Orange County, and I think there are two reasons for that. Firstly, Wake County, which has absorbed most of the new migrants coming into the Triangle area, was building a lot of new construction, new houses, Carey Park. You'll be familiar with how quickly Carey grew. But there was building going on right up until the peak of our market, which was about 2008. And, of course, so there's this big surplus of brand-new housing, which... people are happy to pay a premium for brand new housing. They have a warranty. You know, it's nice you go into a brand new house, you don't have to do anything. So that was out of having an impact on values of the existing homes when people were trying to sell their homes. And that's persisted. And in certain areas, that's caused foreclosure issues, higher foreclosure issues in Wake. And that's just been a factor of that area. Whereas in Orange County, the planning authorities here have rigorously applied buffers around Hillsborough, Chapel Hill, which has constrained the amount of new construction. There's pluses and minuses for that. I mean, I think overall it's good. It means these communities are sustainable. And I think it's now having an impact on values and that we are sustaining values. And I think, again, I believe very, very strongly that yes, we've had a slowdown here, but we were one of the last areas in the U.S. after, I think, parts of Texas, Seattle, up in the Northwest, and I mentioned Washington, D.C.
They were doing well.
So we were in that top group of five areas. And I do believe that once the general economy picks up, people feel more confident about their employment, their income, and relocation companies, and companies are going to be moving people down here again because that stopped as well, which undermined our...
Oh, I hadn't thought about that.
Our market. So, you know, I think we're in a great position to have a recovery, a quick recovery as well, last in. And I think we may be first out, which in this case might not be a bad thing.
Right? Well, that sounds rosy. Once again, tell us, what problems do you see in Orange County Realty, if any?
Yeah, well, the problem is the frustration for sellers. I mean, you know, it's if you need to sell your house, you know, it's a tough market to sell your house in. Now, if you prepare the house and if you are realistic about pricing, you listen to your realtor, take that advice, you know, you have a much better chance of actually selling that home. Average days on market are well over 100 days now in the triangle, you know, which isn't good. It's high. I mean, it seems to be improving, which is great. Whether that continues, I really don't know. But I hope that with an improving economy, it will improve. But pricing your house and preparing it properly, it's a no-brainer. You just have to do it, or don't even bother putting the house on the market. And there are certain areas which are experiencing even longer days on the market. And again, that's where your realtor will show you the statistics so you can know what to expect. Just take that advice. Mm-hmm. That's what I really
Is there
say.
A national average for how long a house stays on the market nationwide? You mentioned 100 days for us, but is there an average, or is that kind of hard to nail?
I have to say, I actually don't know what the average is. Great question, and I'm going to find out now.
Not to worry, just for a sake of comparison. If we're 100 and somebody else is 500,
I mean, there are certain areas where it's 300-400 days. I'm absolutely certain. I mean, you know, we are still very fortunate here. That's a great question.
Just wondering. Mike, what is the difference between buying a home and buying an investment property, especially in Orange County?
Oh, great question. I mean, this is something I feel very strongly about. When I'm working with my buyers, I stress that to me, buying a home is so different from buying an investment property. A home is a property that you're going to enjoy living in. You're going to feel secure living in. You're going to want to invite your family and friends to visit you there, and you're going to enjoy it. To me, that's what a home really should be. An investment property is a completely different animal in my mind. An investment property is something that you want to achieve a return on, whether it's a capital appreciation or whether it's in terms of your revenue on that property. But they're just completely different things. You need to go into buying one of those with a completely different mindset. And again, you know, your realtor will help you with that. And there are different criteria they're going to apply in deciding which is the right property to buy. Really important to do that. And, you know, buy a home because it's the home you want. And I can confidently say that in this area here for the reason I said earlier. This is a good place to own real estate. And if you're looking for an investment, you're likely to get it. I don't know when that will be at the moment. Some people may not be able to see that. Mm-hmm. But, you know, we've all been there. We said, I could have bought that, you know, 7 years ago. I could have bought that for. And I think that's what people are going to be saying in 5 or 6 years' time. So if you can buy that home that's going to be right for you, do it. An investment property is a completely different animal, and there are different criteria you're going to apply when you...
And you sell both. I assume you sell homes as well as investment property?
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
One more time, tell us how we can contact you, Mike, please.
Oh, yeah. My telephone number is 919-619-0595. On my website... check that out. I think there's lots of information on there. It's mikes-realty.com. Mikes, mikes-realty.com.
Thank you. Mike, we hear the term upside down a lot, and we hear underwater and things like that. What do I do if I'm an upside down house? Would you describe what that is and what a person should do if they find themselves in that position?
Yeah, this comes back to what we discussed earlier. And there are a lot of people in this position, you know, that there should be no pride involved here just because your circumstances have changed. And it, upside down or underwater generally means that if you had to put your house on the market now and sell it, it's likely that you wouldn't achieve enough in a sales price to actually pay off the loan that you've got against the property, whether it's your first loan from the bank or whether it's an equity line attached to the property. It's not the end of the world. Not a great position to be in, but again, if you don't need to sell, don't sell. If you do need to sell, then that's when you need to talk to a realtor straight away. They can give you good advice. They'll put you in touch with someone who can give you even better advice. And it's nothing to be afraid of either. And I really want to stress that to people. There should be no shame involved. That's nothing you've done. You know, that's just circumstances. It's the market we're in at the moment, and it's affecting a lot of people.
So that goes back to your point about some people not talking to anyone. Next thing you know, their house goes into foreclosure, as one example, and they could have had it if they would have spoken to someone. But in this case, if you have an upside down house, you can still be paying your mortgage. But the problem is, if you try to sell it,
exactly,
you're in a problem.
Absolutely, Sharon. Yeah, and you know, if you don't need to sell it, don't sell it. Just keep it there. You know, I think. You know, I'm confident there will be a recovery in our market here. It's going to take a little time. But what I would stress is if you're in that situation where you've lost your job, perhaps you cannot pay the mortgage, at the very earliest opportunity, get help. As I say, there shouldn't be any pride involved in this. Nothing to do with you. Your circumstances have changed. Get the help, because that will pay off for you. You know, I've seen homelessness. I know the effect of foreclosure. It's horrible. I wouldn't wish it on anyone.
Anybody.
I don't think any people or anyone should experience it. So if there's a way out, find that way
get
out.
Help.
And there are ways out, I think,
Thank
for most
you.
People.
Well, in the 30 seconds we have left, let's end on a rosy note. What are the likely future trends in homes? Is that one you can tell us pretty quickly?
Yeah, I think we're in a good place here. I've said it. Our underlying market, our underlying economy here is good. It's diverse. People want to live here. You know, many parts of the states, that isn't true. People want to live in this community here. It's a great community. I genuinely, truly believe that. I'm here 2 years, 8 years ago. I was supposed to be here for 2 years. That says it all.
That says it all. Well, Mike, you're a joy. I thank you so much for coming and talking with me today. And I appreciate that you walk the talk. You live and you buy in this area. Thank you so much for coming to talk to me today, Mike.
Hey, thank you, Sharon. It's a real pleasure. You just radiate good times.
Thank you, Mike. Thank you. You're listening to Today's Business. This is Sharon Hill. And my very special guest today has been Mr. Mike Humphreys, who is with Keller Williams Realty. Thank you for listening.